Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Brayden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show, where we take all your calls about sleep paralysis, paranormal stories, ghostly encounters. You've got a scary story that's happened to you. You've seen Bigfoot. You've seen some strange lights in the skies. This is the place to call. Every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1-833-703-0424. Now, before we get going, huge shout out to the people that are sponsoring this episode. We have Ulyssa and Mr. King. Both of those people donated at the live stream and couldn't thank them enough because they keep the lights on at Cosmic Channels. Now, if you want to help out Cosmic Channels, why don't you catch a live stream? Thursday nights, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you can find Cosmic Channels, we're on there. But listen, as everyone knows, we say it all the time, calls take priority, and the lines are already firing off, so let's go straight to the caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kirk Butterfield, Cambridge, Nebraska.
What's going on? What do you got for us tonight?
I have three UFO stories. They're all from Southwest Nebraska. And I'm going to go in order from date.
Okay, let's hear it.
So in 2000... Okay, so, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Crystal clear, man.
Perfect. So in 2004, I was working at a restaurant called Town Talk in Cambridge, Nebraska. And we had just got off work and we're smoking a bowl. Swag, because that's all we had back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with my friend. We're looking up in the sky, or I was at least, and just saw a dot, and I thought it was Venus. Shifted, took off. Next story. I'm going to be quick with all this. Circa, we're going not even forward. Sorry. I'm having a little Budweiser here.
That's all right. Hey.
2010. 4th of July, with my whole entire family, 30 witnesses. My grandpa pointed it out. He just died 4 years ago. He was in 94. Anywho, he was the one that pointed it out, and it was a sun orb coming across the horizon, going west towards like it was in the west of the sky, shining towards Colorado, because I'm pretty close to that state, and everyone saw it. I tried to take a photo with at the time an Android. I think I had the old slider, Droid, and I had the full keyboard, I have all the audio, no picture, and everyone saw it, and they can testify The last one I saw was in 2015. I was on my deck at my parents' house, still in Cambridge, all these stories. And they came out inside. There was two little balls with like lightning in between them, like traveling really slow.
Just say that one more time.
Right north, from south to north. Yeah. And I have one little cryptid one that I wanted to share with you guys a long time ago. Funny story, because I thought it was a cryptid. It was just a crackhead. some kid was throwing himself out in traffic.
What kind of cryptid did you think he was?
I thought it was like a freaking, Bigfoot or something, because it was like a monkey, I thought, because he was down on his knees looking through the neighbor's fence. Come to find out, it was just some guy having a really bad psychosis moment.
Oh, lovely. So. Oh, hey, man. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
I've been listening to you guys for
hits.
A while, and that's pretty much it. I just keep it simple, and,
Hey, man, we love it.
My shit's real.
We love it. We love, we love the quick hits. Yeah. Thank you for calling in and sharing those with us. I'm one mistake in cryptid sighting. The Venus one's interesting because I've done that before too, where I've seen a bright light and I'm like, Venus, and then it moves and I'm
This was like a traveler, 100%.
How fast
it was melting into the sun. It was floating like probably like hard to tell because it was so bright. It looked like the sun traveling into the sun.
Ooh,
and my grandpa noticed it because it was just traveling like it looked like the sun. Like,
and then
you wouldn't even notice until you looked at it.
Once it kind of got in the way of the sun, then you just, that's it. You don't see it anymore.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah,
strange.
You nailed it.
Strange. Well, thank you so much for calling in with those quick hits. I love it.
Love you guys. Yeah, stay tuned. I'll stay tuned every time.
Thank you, man.
Love you.
Take care of yourself. Bye.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey, nothing wrong with some quick hits. Listen, you got some quick hits. You want to call, get straight to the point. Hey, I'm down. I love hearing all of the people's accounts and stuff. And maybe those quick hits will inspire someone else. They'll be like, you know what? I saw that. Maybe I saw something similar. And you want to call and share your story. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is AJ from Wyoming.
Hey, AJ, you've called before. I recognize your voice.
Yeah.
How's it going?
So, tonight I had a sleep paralysis story.
Let's hear it. What happened to you?
So,
I know what happened. Explain it.
Yeah. So this happened in college. It was my first ever sleep paralysis experience. I was just in my dorm room and I was the only one in there, and I decided to just watch Ghost Adventures on YouTube, just kind of like found an episode, and I ended up falling asleep like halfway through it. And then I woke up when I heard the name Zozo coming from the episode. Oh. So when I woke up, I heard that and I was frozen. Like, I tried to move, but I couldn't. My arm was, like, hanging off the bed with my phone still in it. And I was trying to, like, close the screen so it would lock and, like, stop playing the episode. But I couldn't. And I just remember something in the back of my head was telling me not to look towards my roommate's side of the room. So, like, I was just laying there on my side, staring at the wall, just, like, frozen. And I definitely felt some sort of presence coming from the room. And I was
I was definitely terrified. And I wasn't really like super Christian at this point anymore, but the only name I could think of to like get me out of this episode was just to say Jesus. So that's all I kept repeating until I like fell back asleep, and then I finally like woke up.
Oh, that is, I mean, every time I hear an account of sleep paralysis, it sounds absolutely terrifying. The one thing though, like, cause I remember Dan told me that what he does is he has to put all his like conscious thought into just like wiggling his one thumb, not both thumbs, a single thumb. And he just puts all his thought into that. And then like slowly that can work him out of it. And then it sounds like kind of similar for you. You're just like, Jesus, 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 like the power of Christ compels you. And that kind of, that pushes you, out of it. Like how shook are you when you get up from that, from something like that?
I had to leave. Like I had to get out of my room. So I was terrified, and I like woke up. I don't remember if I was dressed or not, but if I wasn't, then I definitely got dressed and I was like, okay, I'm leaving this room for a little bit until I feel better about what just happened. So I think I ended up either going to the theater or just going to like the cafe area and just hanging out there for a little bit. But I definitely was nervous to go back into the room after that, just because I was like, I've seen that episode of Ghost Adventures before. So like, I know about like the Zozo demon coming through the Ouija board and everything. And that's why I was so terrified. It was because I was like, hell no, like I'm not calling that forth. I don't want that like anywhere near me. So I was like, I got to get out of here. And I did for a little bit.
That's terrifying. So you just go for like, because that's, I feel like that's what I would have to, like, obviously I'm not going for a walk outside in the dark after that, but like definitely going to sitting on a couch
in the
lights.
Afternoon.
Oh, brutal. You're settling down for an afternoon nap. And you get rocked with that. That is brutal.
It was, yeah, and for my first ever, for my first ever episode of sleep paralysis, it definitely was terrifying. I didn't see anything, but I just knew, like, and my eyes wouldn't even move towards that side of the room either. Like, I could only stare at the wall, and that was it until I, like, started saying that.
You could feel it there. You could feel something was there.
I definitely could. And I've seen the movie The Nightmare, because that one is about sleep paralysis. And so now that I've experienced it, I definitely am. That wasn't my first one either. I had more than that. But for my first one, I was definitely terrified.
Do they get easier? Like, do they get easier having recurring bouts of them, or
No.
Do they shake you every time?
Yeah, like the one I had actually a couple nights ago. Before I woke up, I was having a dream about a demon being in my house, and I went into the bathroom, and I remember coming into the bedroom and yelling at the demon, like, your energy is not welcome here, get out of my house. And then I woke up, but I was in sleep paralysis. And I kind of like mumbled for my husband, and he like shook my leg and it woke me up. But yeah, that was another terrifying one.
Yeah, now it's, like every time I I think of like sleep paralysis now, there was a caller who called in a few weeks ago now. And they said there was like a presence in like a house, and like they had a medium kind of talk, and it was like a giant shadow that was too big for the room, like bent over because it's so big, just looming. And that's what I think of anytime I think of like these sleep paralysis things. I'm like, there's something in there, something giant. That's terrifying though.
Yeah. And even if you can't like see it, just the presence and like the feeling you get, that is like even more terrifying.
Yeah, just knowing that you're like, there is something
here. Yeah.
So, AJ, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully that inspires more people.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm glad I could share my stories with you.
Good. Thank you for continuing calling and feel free. You got more stories. I want you calling again.
For sure. Thanks.
All right. Take care of yourself, AJ.
See ya.
Bye. Terrifying. I mean, it's just it's a weird thing, like a phenomenon that happens, is that where you just are conscious and awake and frozen, stiff. And it's weird because in my head, I'm like, are you just opening your eyes? But because you're still in some sort of sleep, you're having like visual hallucinations that are like part of a dream because you're in still some sort of REM state. I don't know. Why are they always so creepy? I never hear someone be like, man, I had sleep paralysis. It was awesome. A lady came in my room, gave me a nice oil massage, tucked me in snug as a bug in a rug, gave me a pat on the head and took off. Like, you never hear that. It's always like this terrifying account. We got a caller online. Calls take priority. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tyler from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going? So what do you got for us tonight?
So I'm from St. Pete, Florida. It's a little peninsula in the middle of the state. And growing up, we used to travel about 3 hours north to Bell County. And some family friends owned property on a river. And on the way up there, it's all farmland, all cows, all wheat. And there's always... I could tell where we are just by how many turns we take. Because I was probably 13 at the time. Playing Grand Theft Auto in the back of the car. My dad's work van. We had a little power inverter. We'd play PlayStation on it. And I got tired of the game, so I just peeked out the window and I see this big telephone tower. The red blinking light at the top. And just watching as we're driving, I noticed a little speck underneath the tower, a little green light, like an orb. As we're passing it, it blew up like a big force field around the cell phone tower. Hmm. I yelled at my dad. He looked in the rearview and he couldn't see anything. He stopped and he still didn't see it. He kept driving. A quarter mile down the road and I could still see it in the trees, but he never saw it.
Weird.
That's about it.
Now, was it like moving in the trees or was it just stationary?
It was like stationary in a field, like over top of the telephone tower.
So did it move away from the tower at all or just maintain the tower but then kind of would just disappear at times?
It just disappeared whenever my dad looked at it.
That's so weird. How big? How much bigger than the tower or just small?
I'd say probably tower had to have been a couple hundred feet tall. It didn't cover the whole tower, probably just like the base, maybe 50 feet tall, 100 yards wide.
Strange. No pulsing or anything, just like dull green?
Yeah, like a force field from like a video game or something.
Very strange. What are your thoughts on it? Seeing it, what did you think it was? You've pondered on it, I'm sure, a lot since then. What are your thoughts on it?
No idea, really. But thinking back on it, maybe it was some kind of UFO trying to absorb power from the telephone.
That or maybe
power or something.
Maybe something like absorbing signals, right? Like if it's like a telephone tower or something or a cell tower, maybe like intercepting communications or something like that. I've never kind of thought about that. If you had some sort of advanced technology, I'm sure you could just siphon off a cell network, like, all communication in the area, at least.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm thinking about it recently whenever I wrote the post to you. I was thinking, if only it was 5G back in the day, maybe they were trying to use the 5G stuff or something.
They're like, god damn, this dial-up's slow. It's interesting. I remember reading it now.
I'm sure my email had a little bit more detail. It's just harder to remember all of it when I'm live.
It's so weird because I'm like, it does kind of remind me of another story I've heard where something, but like, was kind of like wrapped around a tower, but it was an absence of light. Someone called in and told that they were like, I couldn't see the light, and this object looked like it was like wrapped on the tower. But if we're going off of like these things are coming and, you know, either powering up or something, you know, maybe that's something we're not looking at of or making a connection of these sightings near or around these towers around UFO hotspots, right? It might be because I don't think anyone's marking those pins, right? Of like, maybe that's a connection should be more looked at.
Yeah. I don't think there's a whole lot of UFO sightings in Florida. I haven't really looked, but...
Oh, there's lots, dude. There's lots. Florida's a hotbed. Anywhere along the coastline, it's pretty much hotbed for UFO activity. Now, it said in the email, you have a few more stories from the same area and on your property. Any you want to share?
Yeah. So the property is on the Suwannee River, and it's... can't remember the name of the interstate or the highway it's off of, but so one side of the river is a different county than the other side, and it's just this dirt road follows the length of the river for probably about 2 miles when we turn off, and it's just rows of houses along the water, and then the other side of the road is just dense forest, like hogs and coyotes can barely make it through.
Yeah, real thick.
Really thick vines and pine trees. So at the end of the road, there's an old abandoned park that's on the water. It used to have like a rope swing and there's a playground and stuff, but it was abandoned. All that's left is a concrete shack with some concrete picnic tables.
Yeah.
And there's two bathrooms on each side of the building. We were probably 13, 14, a whole group of kids. We would walk down to the park at night, you know, keeping our eyes on the skies, walking through the darkness, no cell phone lights, no flashlights, nothing, just pitch black with the sun, the moonlight. And we were all playing pranks on each other, hiding in the woods, jumping out, scaring each other. And our one friend went missing. We're like, oh, he's fucking with us. He's probably in the bathroom. We go into the bathroom, and there's like a shrine, like a devil shrine in the bathroom, like in one of the stalls.
Weird.
We just dipped out of there. We were gone.
Lit candles and stuff too, or just what was in there?
Like melted candles. Like they've been burning for, you know, days. Like all that's left is wax on the ground.
Like someone was doing some witch shit up there.
Yeah, and, you know, red spray paint on the wall, the pentagram, and baby dolls and shit like that.
So, like, it looked more involved than just, like, a couple kids making a prank. Like, it looked, like, legit scary.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. I'm sure it wasn't blood or anything. It's probably just spray paint, but who knows?
Still,
it
could have been, I mean, all the...
sacrifices or something.
And this is just, like, this is anyone can go in this washroom? Like, where? How accessible is it to the public?
If you're from the area or you live around the area, it's just walk right through the gate and there's the building.
I'm just trying to think of, like, how long maybe it had been sitting like that without being, like, cleaned out or, like, someone tidying up.
Well, it's completely abandoned. Like, the city and the county doesn't maintenance it or anything, yeah.
Okay, so
it's almost like it's private property at this point, just no one really cares about the property.
Yeah.
So, like, there's cobwebs everywhere, like, stereotypical haunted house, what it looks like on the inside.
And just gave you bad vibes instantly.
Yeah. You see a red pentagram on the wall, you kind of got to get out of there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially if there's, you know, melted candles and baby doll heads everywhere. Yeah, that's, turn and burn, baby. Get the hell out of there.
I got a Bigfoot story in the same area.
Let's hear it.
Another night adventure. This was probably like a year before, 2 years before. You know, we spend like every other weekend up there. And kids down, we're walking back down to the park, completely black. We get down to the entrance of the park. So the road kind of curves to the left. It just keeps going along the forest on the left still. And then it turns into farmland on the right. We get around the corner past the park. We're like, all right, let's just head back. Start walking back. And see a big, tall, hairy figure cross the road in front of us from almost like the park towards the wooded area. And we're like, what the fuck? So it's in front of us the way we got to go. So we all just start running past, trying to run past it after it made its way into the woods. And as we're running, you can hear, there's four of us, you can hear our footsteps on the dirt road as we're running. And then you can hear something running through the woods on the right side, facing us, all the way back down to where we turn off to go on our property.
Like pacing you in the woods?
Yeah, like it crossed the road and then followed us, but in the woods.
And still that thick, like thick...
Yeah, vines, pine trees, oak trees.
So it's motoring through an area like it should have more of a difficult time motoring through.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Like we've seen hogs, a lot of hogs in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, we sit out by the gate because it's probably 2 acres of property and we got a little gate off the road. It's easy enough just to walk up to the gate and, you know, hogs will scatter into the woods. And they kind of get caught up in the vines right on the edge.
Yeah. But like then, not moving like that through there.
No, they're having a tough time getting into it.
The thing about the moving. So you're saying it would have crossed the road and then paced you from the other side. I mean, that's like really real, like predatory shit. You know what I mean? Like, chasing you from concealment.
Like it wasn't afraid.
Right? Like it was, because like I feel like if you were like, if you whatever spooked a hog that was like, fuck, I'm gonna chase these guys, the hog is gonna chase you out onto the road, you know what I mean? Like, and then chase you. It's not gonna go and pace you in cover.
Yeah,
right? That is
hogs down here will run the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, in the small chance that one chases you, I don't think a hog's gonna then be like, I better do this from the protection of like concealment. I'm gonna flank them. I don't think a hog's having those thoughts, but that's terrifying. Did it just stop? How'd you get away?
Definitely bipedal. We turned onto our property and we went in the cabin and that was the end of it.
Terrifying.
As soon as we got, well, it's just a straight road, you know, along the river, then all the houses on the left are probably about 10 acres apart. There's probably, say, like three houses in between the park, like three parcels of land in between the park and our cabin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty far distance down the road, and it followed us the whole way. Like, you can hear the brush and the vines snapping, and
it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, but clear as day, bipedal crossing the road,
and then pacing him.
Had it been at least 8 foot tall, I would assume. So this was 15 years ago, so.
I've always said, and I've maintained, I truly believe, and this is, I shouldn't take credit for this. A friend of mine told me this, and then I've kind of bought on, where he goes, he thinks that the height of Bigfoot is just exaggerated, not by any means of like trying to, but it's like, if you see, have you ever seen someone like that's six foot nine? You know what I mean?
Once or twice in public.
Yeah, like they look they're so noticeably tall. And if you saw that person in a high stress environment in the woods,
oh yeah,
then your brain kind of goes, oh, that's 8 feet tall. Whereas I think that's what happens with Bigfoot a lot. I don't think Bigfoot is maybe as big as everyone thinks. I would say that is probably a bit of a high stress looking and then being like, fuck, that thing was so tall. It's not like we're getting measuring tapes. So it's, you know, I have no doubt it was tall.
Holy hell, that thing is tall.
But the pacing, man, that's concerning. It's like, I kind of wonder what would have happened if you just stood your ground, but not that you're going to find out. I mean, everyone in that situation is running, but, you know, just kind of curious. Cause it was like, part of me thinks it did seem curious because it's following you, but doesn't want to be seen. So maybe it's still thinking you're a threat. Or I'm like, you know, is it setting up for an ambush? You know, where it just can jump out and grab someone. Either, like, terrifying. That's a wild, wild story, man. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in with all three of those tales. This was great. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Loved it.
If I could think of, I'm sure there's other stuff that happened. I'd have to talk to my dad.
Hey, call back in, man. You know the number.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Take care of yourself, Tyler.
You too.
Bye. Woo! I mean, I can honestly say I hope I go my whole life without getting paced by a Bigfoot in the woods and having to sprint away in fear for my life of a giant, hairy, bipedal creature. Terrifying. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. Lines are hot. Let's go right to the lines. They take priority. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dan from Smithers.
Smithers! What's going on, Dan? Have you called before?
I have called before, yeah. I think I called like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. I recognize the voice. I'm getting my voice recognition is starting to improve. I'm like, as I like edit the shows and stuff, I'm like, and then I hear people, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, I know you. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Smithers, you're still Canuck Nation up there, right? You're not Oilers side.
There's a mixed breed. My brother-in-law is a big Oilers guy. You get a lot of university people a lot of people from here that go to Edmonton for university. So
I know, and then they get indoctrinated into the oil nation. But anyways.
Yeah, exactly. That was quite the turnover last night, not to talk about hockey. But,
hey, yeah, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to, sorry, Oiler Nation. We're not going to talk about the Canucks. We won't talk about the Canucks. Absolutely coming from behind. Nobody, we're not going to talk about that in historical come from behind. We're going to talk about what you got for us tonight.
Well, just a little bit to add to the theme tonight. So what he was talking about is sleep paralysis. I'm not going to tell. I won't tell a bunch of sleep paralysis stories, although I have a lot. But I stayed with this Buddhist lady for a couple of days one time, and I was telling her about some of my sleep paralysis stories. And to me, they didn't actually seem like sleep paralysis. It seemed like I was experiencing like crazy entities and like I was awake. But then there's a point where you kind of snap out of it, but it's not like it really feels like you're waking up. It just feels like you snap out of this like different kind of plane of existence or something. But so I was describing this to her and she told me, she's like, oh yeah. She's like, that's Bardos. She calls it Bardos. And it's this like lower realm. And she says like a lot of the entities there, because it's like a low vibrational realm, because it's like one of the first ones past where we live, like where our vibration is. That's why you get like these negative entities like dwelling there. And she even like described like one of the creatures that I experienced, which was like a ghoulie. It was like literally seen like one of, you know, you know that ridiculous movie Ghoulies?
No, I don't remember it.
It's like those weird little creatures like coming out of the toilet.
Yes. That's what they look like?
That's like, I didn't like see it, but like, so the one that I experienced, it was like in between my mattress. So I like, it was literally like inside the mattress, like going crazy. And like the whole bed was like rocking. And I like was trying to like scream for my brother, but I was like paralyzed in fear. And like, I just couldn't like say anything. Like I just like croaked when I tried to like speak. It was just like, oh man, it was terrifying. Anyway. So she like explained this creature and I didn't even tell her the story. And I'm like, man, I was like, that was like one of the things in my experience. Anyway, so just a quick note about that. I thought it was kind of interesting because it kind of, yeah, grounded my experience to what this lady was talking about.
So is this like a Buddhist thing? Because
don't quote me. My memory is pretty awful, but I'm pretty sure it was a Buddhist thing.
Yeah, because I'm kind of looking it up and it says there's, you know, Buddhists. I'm also sure Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can travel there into Bardo.
Yeah. So this is kind of like astral traveling. It's kind of one, and it's a similar thing. Like it's kind of like you access it through meditation, and I think that's why people fall into it by accident when they're like sleeping, because sometimes. Or when you wake up from a sleep because you're in a very, sometimes you're in a naturally meditative state and you accidentally access these places. I think that's what happens. My personal thoughts and theories about it.
Weird. Yeah. I'm reading like kind of things of people. There's like, you, like if you're into what we're talking about here, you can like go and look up. I found like a Reddit thread of like people in like our Buddhism talking about Bardo. And, you know, some people talking exactly what you just talked about. They're like accidentally going there through whatever means and then figuring out that this is that's where they went is this Bardo. Bardo's like I'm trying to figure out if that's the name of a place or if that's the practice of where they're going. Very like super interesting.
Yeah, sorry, I used to be really into this stuff and. Then I had kids and now I just don't have time to be into this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's there are four. Yeah. So, cause like it's confusing. I'm going to have to go like research it some more. Maybe there's a practicing Buddhist or someone who knows more that can enlighten us. But it's like life is a Bardo state and there's four different Bardos. So it's like weird. So it's like but yeah, this is, yeah, it's
kind of actually reignited my curiosity. What? Because those experiences were long. Actually, haven't any real recently, but once in a while it still happens.
Well, it's,
I used to be really into meditation and it happened a lot more then because I was just more in the mindset, but I had like all kinds of time to sit around and meditate, but 40 hours a week and two kids don't really leave a lot of time for that.
Well, someone's describing, and like this, the reason why this has now piqued my interest that I'm looking through here is someone on this Reddit thread describes a dream and they don't say anything that is similar to my other than the like, I have this like 2D experience of being 3D in a 2D world. And it's haunting. And I used to have, like, vividly, I remember it as a kid. I used to have a recurring dream where I was in this like weird, like, dull colored 2D world. I would just wake up and I'm like 3D in this like 2D plane and I'm walking then like a cone comes flying by me and it goes like boop, 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 like as it goes and then I'm like I kind of looking and then I can see that it slowly like goes up and then I realize that I'm in a crater, like a huge crater, and the second I realize I'm in a huge crater I look up and there's a ball coming down that fits in this crater. And I'm like trying to run to get out of it, but I slowly get crushed by it. And like, and then I wake up like in a sweat, like, ah, what was that? And now this person, I'm like, was that maybe I was out of Bardo.
Sounds like a salvia trip.
Yeah, it's weird. I was like a little kid, no salvia needed in that one. Interesting. I'm going to have to look up more. And if you know what, if you're listening to this, you're like, oh, I know all about Bardos. Call in, explain them. I want to know now. I'm really interested.
Well, it's another, like, the last thing I'll say is it's crazy how you hold on to these things, too, so vividly, like the dream that you remember, right?
Yeah.
So, like, obviously they have some sort of real impact on you.
Well, I remember even, like, because I was, like, yeah, I was probably, like, you know, maybe 10, 11, 12, like that. And I just remember, thinking at one point being like, is that how I'm going to die? Like, I'm going to get crushed? And then being like weirded out by that. And then just like having, like, it just did. Yeah, I really thought about it lots. Like, it's always stuck with me. So it's, but now I'm kind of curious. I'm like looking at these bardos. I'm like, was I in a bardo? I don't know. I got to look at it. It was a weird, like, uncomfortable place to be. I remember that.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, brother, I'll let you go. I'll let you open up the lines. I want to hear some other stories.
All right, man. Take care.
Yeah, have a good night. Bye.
All right. Yeah, are you a Buddhist? And, you know what we're talking about here, bardos, and you're like, you guys are idiots. This is what they are. Call in, please. Explain them. I would love to chat and know more about these different planes of that people project themselves to. Just like that, though, we're coming to the end of the Cosmic Channels. That was, in fact, the last call. We got tons more Cosmic Channels coming your way. Thank you to everyone who's continuing to support the show. If you're looking for the best ways to support Cosmic Channels, please go give us a follow on Instagram, give us a follow on Facebook, on YouTube. Go check out a couple of our videos, like a post, comment on a post, tell your friends. That's the best way to help with Cosmic Channels. Let's grow the show together. I'm always surprised where it's going, and I can't wait to see the heights we reach with it. Again, this is your show, so you know, if you don't want to, it's up to you. But we'll see you next week. The cosmic lines are now closed.